My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Judith Middleditch, J-U-D-I-T-H-M-I-D-D-L-E-D-I-T-H-B-I-T-C-H, M-I-D-D-L-E-D-I-T-C-H. This dictation was done on November 1st, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has improved and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. However, cardiorenal syndrome on secondary to ischemic cardiomyopathy and CAD also play a factor, period. The patient also has only one functioning right kidney and then an atrophic left kidney, which also affect the overall functionality of the kidneys, period. The BUN on the most recent lab work reveals a BUN of 17 from 18, a creatinine of 1.21 from 1.32, and a GFR of 45 from 40. There is a little bit of pyuria with negative cultures. The patient denies any symptoms. There is also evidence of selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 64 milligrams, period. This proteinuria could be related to the pyuria. There is no evidence. There is also evidence of mild non-selective proteinuria with a slight increase of the urine protein to creatinine ratio of 195 from 105. Again, this is likely related to the pyuria. Here, the patient denies any symptoms. There is also evidence of calcium oxalate crystals, period. We will order a KUB to rule out renal stones. Period. If there is any evidence of renal stones, we will then follow up with a 24-hour urine stone with 24-hour urine stone protocol with saturation graph for further assessment of the types of stones. Period. We encourage her to decrease her sodium intake to ground in 24 hours. Period. Next line. Iron deficiency, period. The patient does not have anemia at this point and has a stable hemoglobin of 13.5 and hematocrit of 40.8%, period. However, her iron saturation is 19% from 18% and ferritin is 3, period. She denies taking any iron supplementation due to severe constipation and intolerance, period. She follows up at the Florida Cancer Center on a regular basis and has an upcoming appointment in December, period. We will send a note to Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, to recommend possible IV infusion to increase the iron saturation, period. Next line, atrophic left kidney, which is stable. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is also very stable with blood pressure reading of 115/76, period. She is euvolemic and has a BMI of 22, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, COPD, which is asymptomatic. Next line, history of GI bleed due to gastric ulcers. She follows up with her gastroenterologist. Next line, diverticulitis. She follows up with her gastroenterologist. Next line, vitamin D deficiency, which is very stable on supplementation. Her recent vitamin D level was 71.6, and her MBD labs were completely within normal limits. Next line, history of abdominal aortic aneurysm, which is managed by her cardiologist. Next line, coronary artery disease with recent EF of 50 to 55% on 11/2/21 echocardiogram, which is managed by Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, cardiologist. Next line, ischemic cardiomyopathy status post AICD, and Watchman in April 2022. She is managed by Dr. Torres, cardiology. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 2 months to review the KUB and assess CKD labs and